Looks like 1 minute to me.
For Jan Deck, I'm Cecil Doyle. Welcome to another hour with the world's most prolific outsider artist. And relishing that we are still in a sort of underlying flux of Corewood productivity, as of late seeing, of course, the ray of light that did not illumine the first Corewood book, 0127, as well as the release of Ann Arbor Saturday, Corewood 0846, London Sunday, Corewood 0847, and the new Denver Friday DVD 0849. We'll be getting to those as soon as we get them here on Time for Jan Deck. And it's time for Julian Dale to return with a review of the 17th Jan Deck album from 1988, Corewood number 0755, On the Way.
Have you ever heard an album that holds its own against many others, but was just released after the band's best work? It happens a lot. They still have plenty of creative energy, and while their big decline is probably years away, that one album keeps stealing the show. The effect is often less noticeable with artists like Jan Deck, but give it a few years and it will be crystal clear. Now that I've talked about Blue Corps and You Walk Alone, the high point of the second Jan Deck era is behind us, so today we're essentially starting the late second era. It has tons of great moments, some more unique than others, but when I want to sum up these records, I automatically wonder how close they come to the last two. I think On the Way is a worthy follow-up because of how different it is. Its diverse track list is really more of a throwback to Follow Your Footsteps, and much of it would have fit perfectly on other albums. I'm sure you remember all the remakes on You Walk Alone, but there's still one sitting all by itself here. My friend thinks this was part of Jan Deck's new approach of making albums out of old recordings, although I like to think this was all created in a month or two. While it could be more audible, it is nice to hear bass for the first time since Modern Dances. For some tracks, it really completes the rock and roll sound they explored on the previous album. As for guitar, the first two-thirds of the album is electric, while the first third of that features double-tracked guitar in Jan Deck's playing style. Meanwhile, the acoustic stuff is like a continuation of Blue Corps, and two of those songs are what really steal the show. Although I made fun of Jan Deck last time for not ending the album right, it's the opposite now. We'll get to the closing track later, but it's incredibly satisfying to hear it after everything else. Finally, you should note the two songs that make On the Way especially unique. Jan Deck does vocals for roughly half the album, while Eddie can be heard on at least one track. Why do I say that? Well, there are two additional tracks featuring a rather unfamiliar voice, and Seth Tissue himself was not sure whether this was Eddie or somebody new. It sounds like Eddie's vocal range, but this voice is a bit more gravelly, So it could either be that Wesley guy or another mystery man. If so, we only hear him on this album. Jandek starts On the Way by revisiting some of the earlier Electric albums, and most likely he recorded these two tracks by himself. They're pretty similar in terms of tempo and tonality, and that piercing lead guitar never seems to end. I can't say which song is truly better, but I am slightly biased in favor of Wrap It Up. The beginning has this little whine on the lead guitar that makes for a memorable introduction to the record, while the bass comes out of nowhere towards the end to keep things interesting. For some reason, the titular rap refers to ragweed, so I always thought the track had something to do with allergies, except in the second half, Jandek squeezed in a little something about reincarnation. If the song itself isn't weird enough, how about the fact that there's a different song by the same name on the Bristol Wednesday album? Yeah, I'm sure there are some strange fans of the original one that thought they were getting some outrageous live version. Maybe someday. Speaking of remakes, we finally get to talk about Message to the Clerk again. Originally a two-part song on The Rocks Crumble, Jandek merged the parts together and turned it all into a 12-bar blues, resulting in the best-known version of this song. Honestly, these lyrics depicting a social outcast sound like they were meant to be a blues song. It's in G-sharp, just like Time and Space, although there's a faster tempo, a harmonica player who just never quits, and only one guitar track. The vocals are a bit disorganized, and the guitarist does mess up a chord at the end, but other than that, I have no complaints. I guess Jandek left this remake off the last album because it just couldn't handle this much awesomeness. We are introduced to the new singer on Give It the Name, a rocker in the key of A, and the same tempo as the last song. It's mostly a jam, and the words are pretty garbled, so don't expect anything catchy. Still, the highlight is the last minute and a half, in which the drums and bass slow to a crawl before the singer just explodes. From there, everybody stays in free time until the end, and we're left with the question, "Can't you hear my call?" To which I'd respond, kind of. This is followed by Ambient Instrumental, an instrumental that has nothing to do with ambient music. It's similar to the song Lavender, in that there's a main riff among a whole lot of noodling, although this isn't quite as memorable. I think it's best enjoyed with the rest of the album, since it's exactly in the middle and acts as a segue between the tracks with the new singer. Next, we have Sadie, the first Jandek song since 9:30 to be named after a lady. This looks like another of those tracks I overlooked in most of my time as a fan, but it's starting to fascinate me with its impressive bassline and coherent story. The narrator and his lover, or friend, Sadie, secretly acquired quite a bit of money, and in the past few months, they spent it all on liquor. When they ran out, they had some kind of fight, and now they're not on speaking terms. Judging by the last couple lines, I suspect the narrator is just as confused as we are. The song may not be rooted in a particular riff, but it makes up for it with that dynamic lead guitar, while the bass line is the icing on the cake. Once again, it's two of these final tracks that really put On the Way on the map. For instance, I'm willing to bet that most of the newer fans would recognize the unforgettable title, I'll Sit Alone and Think a Lot About You. For me, it's so effective because it leaves nothing to the imagination, unlike the majority of Jandek song titles. Pure and simple, the narrator misses somebody and is not sure if parting ways was worth the trouble. I don't know for sure, but I'll just assume it's a woman. When the days are boring, his only solution is to reminisce about her, and saying goodbye to anyone else immediately triggers the nostalgia. This all must be happening in the spring, since the narrator is expecting a long, tedious summer compared to the past winter when she was around. It all ends with a glimmer of hope as he sits on the shore, asking the ocean to guide him to her. Some might find the guitar playing repetitive, but in this case, I think it suits the lyrics. It starts with this beautiful plucking pattern, going from F, A minor, E flat to G minor, while the chorus has F minor, C sharp, and E flat. I don't usually rank chord progressions, but whenever I hear this one, I know it would be very high up. Best of all, it's fun to learn this song by ear. You could perform it for a concert, and the audience would have no idea what kind of artist they're dealing with. The fans enjoy it, and it usually seems well-received among the outsiders. Surely it will not be forgotten. Now for that closing track I raved about. I just couldn't limit it to this part of the video, because this might actually be Jandek's best closing track yet. Even he seems to like it, since he revitalized it for a London concert in 2014. I'm Ready is the perfect title for it, because it's like he was moving on to something new after finishing this album. However, it's unclear what that has to do with the lyrics. While the last song didn't mention gender, this is undoubtedly about a woman, as you can tell by the first line, which is repeated at the end with the roles reversed. It sounds to me like Jandek is stating that gender is all in our minds, and we keep letting our sexuality determine it. The rest of the lyrics are about his attraction to this lady who appears in his daydreams and even the movies he watches. My favorite part is where he says he's captured in her theater, but doesn't know what goes on below. Once she goes off with a different guy, he realizes how hard it truly is to read her thoughts. Throw in a Jandekian line about a brick and a window, and you've got yourself another classic. I won't bore you with the guitar chords, since you can actually look up this one, but as you just heard, the progression is gorgeously melancholy, so I'm sure you won't even care how much it repeats. Once again, Follow Your Footsteps would be the most comparable album to this one. While they both feature some of the best of Jandek Light, they are probably not the first albums I would play for potential fans. I want the music to keep their attention for as long as possible, and since the dissonant stuff comes early on this album, hitting the skip button might signify a bad first impression. However, if you prefer to make a playlist for the newbies, it would be incomplete without the last two tracks I mentioned. If those are well received, play Message to the Clerk for a more lively atmosphere. But no matter how you became a Jandek fan, most likely you have this album in your top five from this era. If you prefer variety, it may even be your number one.
Selections from On the Way, Corwood release number 0755 from the year 1988 begins with Wrap It Up.
Take it to the doctor. Great man above the clouds. Woo! Wrap it up in ragweed. This the end of it. just wanna die. Again. Yes, it's the very end. Every century, wrap it up in ragweed.
Message to the clerk.
myself. I got a nervous quirk. Behind a gun I look. He looks to me berserk. He pushes at his time.
Take a message to the clerk, tell him not to work, a song that took on new relevance during the pandemic. We're listening to Jandek, On the Way, Corwood number 0755. Give it a name.
Thank you.
Give It the Name. Selections from On the Way continue with Sadie. I'll sit alone and think a lot about you.
About you, and there's a time. see the people there. They all breathe the air the same as you and I do. But yet when I have said goodbye, there's only one thing I can do. It's think of you. Just where I might go to find you.
now the final selection from Jan Deck's On the Way album. This is I'm Ready.
If you wanna know why you're a woman, it's 'cause you don't wanna be man. Yeah, I just wanna have one. You know I have. A brick is cracking. I think a window is broken. I see your face in every feature.
On the Way, Corwood number 0755 from 1988. That was Jan Deck. On Time for Jan Deck. First selection from On the Way was a number called Wrap It Up. We're going to wrap it up with a recording done live at Cube Cinema, Bristol, England, May 17th, 2006. From the 2010 Corwood release, Bristol Wednesday, Corwood 0801. This is Wrap It Up.
Thank you. wrap it up. Send me your present.
live at Cube Cinema, Bristol, England, May 17th, 2006. That's The Rep. Guitar, vocal, Mick Flower, guitar, and Chris Corsano, drums. Wrap It Up from Bristol Wednesday, Corwood 0801. Time for Jandek was produced in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. This has been episode number 39 on the way. I'm Cecil Doyle. This time we're going to wrap it up for another edition of Time for Jandek.
This week on This American Life, Kara was pretty green when she decided at 17 that she wanted to be a stripper. Before her first shift, she went dress shopping.
It was a purple dress. I got it from Macy's.
Was it like floor length?
Yeah, it was flowing. And I see all these girls and they're in like fishnets and clear heels.
Sex workers and laws that are supposed to protect them, but don't. This week.
Wednesday nights at 7 on KRVS.
This is Bob Gushereau, your host for the Music of Yesteryears, every Tuesday evening at 7, with performing artists and renditions of the music I grew up loving back in the 40s and 50s. And I hope to see you at 7 Tuesday evening here at KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.